So both the prophet Zechariah and Luke give us these images of a journey in the same destination, journeying towards Jerusalem. Zechariah is writing towards the end of the 500s, almost the 400s, right before the birth of Christ. He's writing about the restoration of the kingdom, that those who have been in exile are now returning and rebuilding the city of Jerusalem. And so they had been living amongst the pagan people. So the pagan people knew something about their God and their faith and their devotion. And as they rebuild their city, the pagan people, the non-Jews, are so enamored, so taken by their enthusiasm, their faith, their devotion, that they want to go as well. They held on to the end of their garments and said, "We're coming with you. Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." We have to imagine the devotion that these people portrayed and lived, that even in the midst of slavery and exile, that their faith was still so contagious that their captors or the people who were living among them wanted to go and be with their God, which we know as the God. So what about us? And we're living in a pagan world, in exile, in slavery to this secular age, post-Christian. The devil is wild around us. Is our faith so contagious? Is our devotional life so obvious to those around us that people want to come with us because they know that God is with us? It's a beautiful challenge, a beautiful invitation that Zechariah gives us today. As these people are journeying back to the homeland, journeying back to the promised land, that their journey, their life becomes a magnet to everyone around them. Kind of the opposite with Jesus. His disciples, his apostles were close with him, but when he gets to this Samaritan town, he's kind of repulsed, like the opposite of the magnet. But the passage begins so beautifully. It's one of my favorite kind of images in Luke's gospel. This Luke chapter 9, verse 51, is the pivot. When the time had been fulfilled, when the days for Jesus to be taken up, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. Isaiah and the suffering servants talks about the servant having his face set like flint, hardened, determined, resolute. This was the disposition of Jesus Christ. He knew his mission. He knew why he had come. He spent these first 8.5 chapters preparing for this moment. And now the moment had come, and he says, "Let's go." And we can imagine like the whole summertime of practice for our football teams, or even the day of the game, and they're in the locker room, and the coach is getting them hyped up for the game, and it's time to run through the tunnel. He says, "Let's go." This is where Jesus is in this moment. Let's go. And even though the Samaritans wouldn't receive him, he wasn't deterred. James and John wanted to evoke revenge on them, wanted to take revenge on the Samaritans because they weren't accepting Jesus. But Jesus was resolutely determined to fulfill his mission, and he wasn't going to be distracted. The distractions you'll face today are innumerable. So many things, so many people, so many news stories will seek to take you off your course, take you off of your mission. As you come forward on your journey to the sanctuary to worthily receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, pray for that grace to be resolutely determined, to have your heart set on fire, your faith so contagious that tomorrow everyone wants to come with you because they know that God is with you. Amen.